This is KNKX News. While the Evergreen State College in Olympia has seen a drop in enrollment since 2009, it has also seen a substantial growth in the population of LGBTQ students. KNKX's Grace Harmon reports.
Evergreen has faced about a 40% drop in enrollment over the last 10 years, and one contributing factor was the controversy the school faced in 2017. A professor criticized a campus event for excluding white people, and many students demanded he resign. The teacher aired his grievances on conservative media, and the story landed Evergreen in the national spotlight. Campus.
Weinstein branded it a form of racial segregation. A group of student protesters called him a racist. The confrontation incited...
Even as school enrollment declined, the number of LGBTQ students keeps increasing. Greg Mullins is a library dean at Evergreen.
It's not as though there was a plan to say, hey, how can we figure out how to become one of the leading national colleges for the LGBT population? No one sat down and did that. So that happened over time, naturally, organically. And I think what that means is that it's a welcoming environment to come to.
Over half the student population at Evergreen now identifies as LGBTQ. Johnny Leggett is a student and campus ambassador at Evergreen and identifies as gender fluid.
I think specifically with the climate changing and us being like quote unquote the most progressive school in Washington State and being known as like the queer hippie school is like helps to really funnel a lot of queer students here.
The college is not listed in national indexes of LGBTQ friendly campuses, so it still has a ways to go in getting more widely known. But officials say they're doing what they can to support the LGBTQ community. They've opened a multicultural trans and queer center. They've also made all housing gender inclusive and provide gender neutral bathrooms. For KNKX News, I'm Grace Harmon.